Well, Coach Tang, welcome to Western Kansas, and I bet you never thought in your coaching career, in your head coaching career, you'd be in the middle of Western Kansas at a calf fry in the middle of a feed yard.
No, I can't say I ever envisioned this, but I heard a lot about it last year, and I was really looking forward to coming to Scott City and heard what great fans we have here and what a great event this is, so I'm fired up to be here.
Well, a team, you had only two returners coming back from last year, picked 10th in the conference to the Elite Eight. Reflect back on that run.
Yeah, that was a pretty incredible bunch of great guys. Very thankful to Marquise Noel and Ish Masood for helping us recruit the whole team. And we just brought in a bunch of guys that cared, and they loved each other, and they played that way every game. And you know, getting that run in the tournament and having a successful season, it comes down to, you know, you got to be good, you got to be lucky, and we got to be good and lucky at the same time. And so it really worked out well, and, you know, thankful. But it's not why we came to K-State, though. You know, we came to K-State to win a national championship, and that's our goal and that's our vision moving forward.
Well, speaking of the Elite Eight, has that appearance and the profile that it raised for K-State, has that helped you to get your foot in the door of some recruits during the offseason here now?
Yeah, no, that definitely plays a big part in us being able to get involved with any recruit in the country right now, but not just the winning, our fan base and the way the Octagon of Doom was rocking this year. There are kids all over the country want to play in that environment because we have the best fans in America.
I've seen where kid in the transfer portal was Tyler Perry that you picked up. Some similarities with Marquise that kind of attracted you to him, or what was it that was able to, that you're able to bring into K-State?
Well, what attracted to Tyler Perry was the fact that he was a winner. I mean, he went to state semifinals in high school, won a junior college national championship here in Kansas. Went to North Texas, won two conference championships, and in the postseason won an NIT championship, was the MVP. So, man, my goal is to bring in guys who have won and guys that come from winning programs, and he fits the bill. He's just a terrific young man. Our fans are going to love him as a person. He's better off the floor than he is on the floor, and he's really good on the floor.
You mentioned about bringing in some dudes. You got a pretty good group of dudes coming in, class of 23. What are they going to be able to do to make an immediate impact for your team?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about our three young guys that are coming in, and they are dudes. They've had great high school seasons. They're working real hard to get ready to show up on campus in June. And, you know, we expect them to be able to contribute right away. We hope that they don't have to carry the load for us, but they can get their feet wet in college basketball, but they're all going to be terrific players going forward.
You redshirted quite a few players this year, I think three players. It's kind of an unusual thing at Kansas State, but it worked well at Baylor where you were at before. What are you expecting from them? You seen them making a big impact this coming year?
Yeah, you know, the guys who redshirted, they worked really hard and improved their game, improved their bodies. They got to learn the system and understand what it takes to be successful in college basketball, especially in the best league in America, which is the Big 12. And so we're looking forward to them contributing this year and helping us not just in practice but during games.
I just have one more question with respect to the transfer portal. As a coach, are you looking for guys that you hope will be with you for a couple of years? You know, it's a one and done. Does that be a pretty unique type of athlete? Or what are you looking at for this kind of athlete?
Well, you know, whether they're going to be with us for a couple of years or 1 year, I'm looking for guys that have 90 games of experience under the belt so that they understand the rigors of college basketball. Okay. They have experience. Our experience really won a lot of games for us last year, and I believe that experience trumps talent. You know, especially young talent.
That's good to hear. I'm glad that's where your bar is set, you know, or that you have kind of a standard you're looking at.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Good to hear.
And your schedule, it's going to be beefed up in the non-con. I know you got LSU, the home and home. You'll have Nebraska and Wichita State. You're going to coach against a good friend, another good friend of yours, but possibly USC possibly on the table with Bronny James.
Yeah, we're trying to put together a really good schedule that are going to – allow our fans to be excited, and most importantly, get us prepared for the Big 12. And so looking forward to going to the Bahamas, right? And we're going to play two really good games there and give our fans an opportunity to travel with us, you know, get out of Kansas in the cold of winter and come have a great few days on the islands with us.